get back to our interview with James Brown, recorded last year.
You know, pop songs have always been about love and sex, but they never really used the word sex before in the lyrics, I think. What made you decide to actually use the word sex in Sex Machine?
Well, sex, I don't know, if you're not far from it with the dancing and all that stuff, and the emulation that they do when they get on the floor, whether it's ballroom, two-stepping, the Funky Chicken, or James Brown, or all these different things. So, and that's what's in your mind if you go by a pool and see young ladies out there in the bathing suits, swimsuits, because the men don't draw them, the women do. I said I would use that term because we was at this dance. I mean, the fellas, girls at this dance, and she was just sitting there, and he's sitting there, nobody doing anything. It was kind of just almost like wallflowers. So the fellow jumped up and said, "Get up, I feel like being like a sex machine, and let's dance." So they started, that was the concept. And it's not vulgar or related to somebody else's girl or man. It's a, I got mine, don't worry about his. The way I like it, the way it is. I mean, meantime, Ray's fine. I got mine, don't worry about his, you know.
Was anybody worried, either your producers or disc jockeys, about playing a record with
James.
The word sex actually in it?
James Brown was a producer, so it wasn't no problem.
Okay. Here's Sex Machine, recorded in 1970.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
One, two, three, four. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Wait a minute. Shake your arm. Then use your palm. Stay on the scene. Like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling. Sure as your bone. Get it together. Right on, right on. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
That's James Brown. He has a new memoir called I Feel Good. How did you learn to dance, and specifically to do splits?
Well, I guess all that come from playing baseball.
Wait a minute. Most baseball players do not do splits.
Well, now they don't. But those years, Jackie Robinson, the first black man, came to Major League Baseball. And he was doing the split on first base. And they thought that was absurd. They couldn't believe it, but it was like a way of clowning. There was another black baseball team called the Indianapolis Clowns and the Kansas City Monarchs before black. There was the Negro Leagues. And eventually when Robinson got into Major League Baseball, he brought some of those traits with him. You know, we miss so much because had those black men had been able to play baseball then, it would be like the courts is today. 90% of all the players are black.
So you first, I think, danced when you were a kid, and you danced on the street for pennies.
I danced to pay the rent
mm-hmm.
for the soldiers.
Tell us about some of those hardships, about what life was like when you were very young. James Brown, your mother left when you were four, I think, and you lived
yes, uh-huh.
with an aunt. What was the house like?
Well, it was very, very hard. I didn't have a place because my mother left, and my dad took me to see my grand aunt, great aunt, and he was his grand aunt. She raised me. and kind of babysitted with my daddy, did basic menial work that that didn't have any skills about it, but they had to go all over the country to find work, like somewhat like they're doing now. Having to find a place that common labor can make it, you know. There's not a lot of room for common labor, even in those days. That's when I tell the kids to get an education today, because we never know what's going to be up there for you, and if there'll be anything for you. So it takes character and the contents of your character, like Dr. King said. And when people can know someone and don't even know the name because they're upbringing.
James Brown recorded last year. He died yesterday morning at the age of 73. We're grateful for the music he leaves behind.